You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Archie MacDonald is joining us. Today, he remembers a summertime staple activity from his childhood, the vacation Bible school circuit.
For a kid, the last day of school is really a thing of joy. Not liking it is more a suggestion than a genuine feeling of relief, at least for elementary scholars who mostly like school and their schoolmates. Still, every year, I see youngsters on the news swarm out of schoolhouse doors as if they'd just been released from a dentist chair. I think they stage these escapes for the benefit of TV reporters and camera operators who wish they had a summer off from work. Within days, kids across America will complain, there's nothing to do. Back in time a ways, there was. It was called Vacation Bible School, and every church in town promoted these summertime, week-long, activity-filled enterprises that occupied youth just fine. We didn't know that the Baptists, Methodists, and Church of God preachers even talked to each other, but they must have, because their churches held Vacation Bible Schools in succession, not competition. This was a wonderful conspiracy. Each congregation welcomed us all, and I don't recall any high-pressure denominational proselytizing. All, however, were intent on saving our souls and keeping the devil's workshop at bay by occupying as much of our summer as possible. I was introduced to Vacation Bible School in Burkeville, a sawmill community in Newton County, Texas. I spent a week with Aunt Thelma and Uncle Bill and cousins Eleanor Lois and Catherine. Just how it worked out that I visited the very week the Baptist held Vacation Bible School, I do not know, but probably there was some conspiracy involved there. We walked to the church each morning for assembly. We had Bible drills for the unwashed. This is a contest to see who could locate a particular verse first. We sang hymns, the good ones everyone knew. We had craft lessons. I remember making a sharp pair of bookends by splitting a 6-inch section of oak limb, nailing boards on the bottom of one end of each half, shellacking them to a fine luster. And, of course, we had cookies and punch and a sandwich lunch. I had so much fun getting the devil chased out of me, I stayed on for the Methodist and Church of God versions. I even got to sing in a quartet in the Church of God, for which I had to learn to read shape notes. I can still identify the notes from their location on the staff. For a few years afterward, my summer visits to Burkeville were timed by my elders to coincide with Vacation Bible Schools. I'm the better for it. I suspect I learned something about the Bible. I know I learned to love to sing and how to make bookends, and a lot about ecumenicism. I hope rural churches still do this. We need to learn somewhere. Methodists don't really have horns, no matter what Aunt Thelma said.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University. You can find his archived commentaries on our website. Go to redriverradio.org and click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.